Mask on the other side of 7:30 on a Friday, the 6th of February, and welcome to it if you're just tuning in. It's Radio Life and Style. Hey, and you're tuning in at a really cool moment because we're about to get into a very special local interview and a story that I think is so cool. It needs to be shared. It needs to be spread. And with your help, if you're listening, this thing could get even more exciting because, well, it really is about getting community involvement to make a vision a reality. And in the spotlight, an organization called the Restore Africa Foundation, which has been doing amazing work over the last, well, since 2024, if I have it correct. But hey, listen, I don't know enough about this thing. Luckily, I have two people in the studio who do. And Edward Lowe is the man who got the ball rolling a few years ago. He is with us on microphone number one. Edward, how are you today?
I am very good, Robin. Thank you very much for having us.
Great to have you on the microphone. And alongside you, Justine. And welcome to Radio Life and Style. Justine, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. And thank you so much for having us.
Man, it's my absolute pleasure. And to find out a little bit more about the Restore Africa Foundation, we've been having a chat off air, and I realized there's just so many different angles to this thing that we actually need a whole podcast. We need like an hour to really unpack it all. But in particular, there's an initiative called Safety for Kids that we're going to shine a spotlight on today. And before we get into what that's all about and how our local listeners can get behind it, in a nutshell, Edward, could you give us sort of a brief history of the Restore Africa Foundation, or the RAF, as it's sometimes called?
Yeah, as long as it's not the Road Accident Fund, I just want to get that out of the way.
Not that RAF.
No, not that one. So, yeah, we started off in 2024 after the tornado in Tongaat. I had a calling to go and help our neighbors there, and I landed up being part of the Tongaat Disaster Management Team. I'm not quite sure how I got there, though, but there I was. And one of our first projects was to rebuild a creche called Kokosiswe in Makwaveni. And we built that in 45 days through the help of our amazing community abilita.
45 days to build?
That's a, it. Wow.
This was after the original building had been basically totaled and was not, there was no salvaging that structure.
No, it was so sad that they would have celebrated their 40th birthday, but that tornado was the final nail in the coffin after all the floods and riots and what have you.
Wow, but that experience and sort of proving a concept that when you rope in partners, when you get local business and good local people to get behind something, and if it's been coordinated by someone with a real passion and drive and a vision and a calling, you can make stuff happen, hey?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's a question of, you know, like Desmond Tutu says, if we all do a little bit of good where we are and you add all that little bit of good together, you can overwhelm the world. And it's been proven again, you know, just by joining hands, everybody gives a little bit and wow, look at what we can do.
That is amazing. So that was, would you say that was the beginning, the planting of a seed that has now grown into what is the Restore Africa Foundation?
Yes, that was where I realized these children are absolutely beautiful. They are our future building blocks of our nation. And if we don't take care of them, we're not going to have a future as a nation. And how do you fix a country? You start right at the bottom. And who's right at the bottom? Our early childhood development centers. You know, these are the children that's going to be our future leaders. And for us, it's imperative, number one, that they have a safe learning environment to grow.
Wow. And Justine, this is obviously a cause that's close to your heart. You have a background in education, in early childhood education, is that right?
Yes, correct, that is so.
So now looking at where things have evolved from that moment in 2024, here we are in 2026, and I caught wind recently of an initiative called Safety for Kids that is being driven by the Restore Africa Foundation with some great partners on board, and I want to get the word out about this thing. So for our listeners right now, Edward, what is the Safety for Kids initiative and why is it so important?
Well, before I start telling you about that, I first want to give a big thank you to the guys at IPSS Search and Rescue and IPSS Medical Rescue for providing us with our basic first aid training, and the guys from the Kwadokuza Emergency Services providing us with our basic firefighting training for these creches. The idea is to ensure that these kids are safe. And we provide them with fire blankets, fire extinguishers, government regulation, first aid kits, as well as burn shields. But it doesn't help you give them all these equipment, they don't know how to use it. So we also provide them with basic firefighting training and basic first aid training.
That is incredible. So it's like this holistic, this thing. It's not just supplies and equipment, but the training that is like a real investment in the safety of these kids in ECD centers, early childhood development centers. And what is the scope and the scale in terms of? Give me some numbers and let me know how this thing has been rolling.
I would love to do that. So last year we assisted 34 creches, totaling 1,534 children have a safer class than what they had before. And we only have 20 creches left, which is 1,241 to do this year, to have finished all 54 creches in this region.
That's incredible. And you're seeing the impact, you're seeing the delight on faces when you arrive and you deliver all this stuff and then you go through the training. And Justine, for you, being on the ground and knowing that you're having a tangible difference in the lives of our communities, how do you describe that? I mean, how special is that?
It's absolutely special. You know, it's a feeling that you can't really describe. When you walk in there and you see these kids run towards you and their eyes light up and you've made a difference in their day. And I think having passion for these children really makes it so much more special. You know, I'm doing it from the true bottom depths of my heart.
And you're achieving it. You know, it's one thing 100%. To have a sort of a vision, but to actually walk the talk and put it into motion.
Mm.
And of course, it can only be achieved as a collective effort. You've had some great assistance, and big shout out to the IPSS teams for having fueled the mission. For you to go the rest of the distance now to make that target, what can an average North Coast listener do to get behind you and to make the Safety for Kids mission a success?
Okay, well, firstly, please get in touch with me, number one. But, you know, people think to help another 1,241 children is going to take a lot. It doesn't. All we really require is 30 first aid kits, 30 burn shields, 20 fire blankets, and 6 fire extinguishers.
That's what's left on the list.
That's it. And we work very closely in collaboration with the Department of Education and the Department of Social Development, and they are fully supporting our initiative to ensure that our kids have a safe future.
But I think that's so cool and so impactful when you get all the right role players on the same page, and when you're not just trying to go it alone, but you're trying to get government involved where you can, you're trying to get the private sector involved, you're trying to get local business individuals with good beating hearts, and you're trying to say let's all focus and get this thing over the finish line so that we can really leave a lasting impact.
Yeah, you know, I, if you think about it, at the end of the day, if we don't work together, the public sector, the private sector, and private individuals, we are not going to fix our country. We've reached that stage where we have to say, listen, guys, where are you falling short? Let's see where we can slot in and work with you to uplift our nation. And where do we start? Right at the bottom, our children.
Mm. This is the thing. And look, if you've got little kids, you'll know that if they are not in a safe, happy environment, you're stressed out. You can't function properly as a human being. So if you think about the impact that the work you're doing is having, you know, in making sure that you might be a business owner, you might have a staff complement with kids that are in creches, but you don't know if they're being safe and taken care of. I mean, Justine, paint that picture for me.
No, also correct. You know, at the end of the day, we have to remember, I think we tend to forget that a lot of these children are actually the children that belong to the domestic workers that work in our homes, in our community, and beyond.
There you go. And if you can make sure that they are in an environment that is safe, where there's training that's been provided, where there's supplies that are on scene for if there's any emergencies, and fire can be an absolute devastation if it breaks out and if it can't be contained and managed. So the fact that you're giving that specialized training with the right equipment is such a gift, such a blessing. It's really some of the most noble stuff that I've heard of in 2026. We want to make this mission accomplished.
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, helping those who need a little bit of help to help themselves is what we as Restore Africa Foundation is all about. We are not there to do a handout. We are there to help you, to help yourself. And that's what we need to do.
And for those listening right now, wanting to find out more about Restore Africa Foundation and about the Safety for Kids initiative, what is the best online portal to point them towards to find all the contact details to start that conversation with you?
Well, it's ChatGPT. Just jump on there and go search Restore Africa Foundation. Or you can just go into Google and find us, and you'll get the links to our various pages. And what we do as an organization, all the contact details are on there. But I'm sure they can also contact you and just ask you for my cell phone number.
We'll be putting the links to your socials up on our social media this morning. The Radio Life and Style 88 FM pages will have the links for you for the Restore Africa Foundation, a local initiative that is so cool that we just want to see it go from strength to strength, to grow. And of course, if there are people that want to get involved, whether in cash or in kind or in volunteer capacity, you'll be happy to have those conversations, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, volunteers is something we always need. It's quite easy to go into an area, get something established, but you need someone to maintain it, you know, someone to go back and continue, you know, growing the community. And, you know, that for us is really important, to get people to continue the seed that we've planted. You know, it's all about that mustard seed. Mm-hmm. And once that mustard seed's been planted, someone's going to have to water it.
Wow. Well, listen, guys, this is obviously a really great conversation that we're having right now, but there's more conversations to be had and more work that you're doing in a whole bunch of different areas. So we'll definitely need to pick up and reconnect again for another Restore Africa Foundation chat. What do you think?
I am very happy to do that. Thank you very much.
My great pleasure. Guys, thanks for coming on for a chat this morning. Edward and Justine from the Restore Africa Foundation, wishing you a fantastic Friday, wishing you great success with the Safety for Kids initiative. And let's get a few more local folks behind you. What do you say?
Thank you very much, guys. Y'all, give me a shout and let's help our children have a future.
Restore Africa Foundation. Google them now. And keep your ears on 88 FM for more information as we keep the conversation going.